Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, looking at the beginning of the fifth Mishnah of this, the fifth Perek. Emana Kohen Lamar, Her Eiti Bechor Ze Uva Al Mumhu. A Kohen is believed to say, this animal that is Bechor, I've already shown it to an expert, and he has declared it to be a Baal Mum. This continues with the theme that we had in the previous Mishnah about who is trusted to explain that this mum happened properly and not deliberately. Now Rav has a different statement, which looks to be parallel, when a Kohen is believed to say, hey, Yisrael gave me this Bechor and it already had its mum. My time, why? Kol milta davida li galuye l'mashaki by inshi. Anything that could be discovered, nobody's going to lie about. Meaning, we could just ask this Yisrael if it's true. And since the Kohen would be caught in the lie, he won't lie. So he tries to support this principle with our Mishnah. Isn't that the same reasoning? The answer is no. In the case of the Kohen, it's because he certainly... he would have to show it to a chacham otherwise, and we know that he's not going to want to eat kodshim b'chutz, which it would be if it was not yet declared a baal mum. Aval hacha kevan nechshidi chshidi. In other words, in the case where the Kohen says, in Rav's case, where the Kohen says, b'chor zenatan l'Yisrael b'mumo, and therefore I'm not going to show it to a chacham, that we trust him because not going to eat kodshim b'chutz. But in our case, we would say, since they are chashud, to say that this mum happened by itself, they also might be chashud, so the answer is that Rav says differently. So now he challenges the statement. If I have an agent, and he himself is not trusted about maserot, he's an amaretz, and I tell him, go buy food for me from somebody who's trusted or somebody who is maser, but I don't give him a name. Eino Neman, the guy is not trusted to come back and say, I bought it from a trustworthy guy. Amai, name a Komilta Vida like Galuya Mshaki by Inshi. Why don't we say the same principle that Rav seemed to say, which is anything that could be discovered, a person will not lie about? The answer is Shani Hatam de Ite Let Ishtamute. In that case, the Shaliach could get out of it and say, well, I thought that he was trustworthy. And you didn't specify a particular name. Safe of Adam is Sayele, and the safe of that statement actually supports Rav. Why? Because if you said Meish Ploni, or is a Neman, if you said go buy it from this particular guy, and you named him, he is Neman. And therefore it seems to prove that anything that could be discovered, you don't lie about. The answer is no, that doesn't prove it. Because Hatam came in the Idle Tovea Mirtat. Because there, somebody's gonna actually charge him. In other words, the fellow sent him with money to go buy, and if it turns out that he bought from the wrong person, then he's going to be out the payrot that he bought, and the dispatcher is going to come back to him for the money. So therefore, he's going to be extra concerned, and in that case, he certainly will buy from the fellow that I sent him to. But that doesn't mean that kol mita David aligluye lo shakri beinshi. So then he asked the question. He said, remember, this whole statement starts with a quote, Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav. Said, Ana begidul kavate. Rav Yirmei Ba'aba, who was a Talmud Chaver of Rav, taught this statement. He taught it to Gidul. V'gidul kava v'didei, and he then taught it on his own, and he taught it wrongly. V'achi amrilei. This is what I told him. Neman Yisrael amar, b'chor zanatati l'kon mo b'mumo. Not that the coin's believed to say I got it from Yisrael with its moon, but rather the Yisrael is believed to say I gave it to the coin with its moon. Yisrael pshita, that's a no-brainer that Yisrael is believed about that. There's no reason for Yisrael to lie. So lo tzarich b'katan v'higdil. We're talking about a case where the animal was young, and now the animal is older, and the Yisrael is called in and said, yeah, that's the animal I gave him, and I had a moon. I might think that he doesn't recognize him because the animal's now older and bigger. Kamash Blan, that he still believed. Now, Basura Matnu Kaleshna Batra, in Surah, they taught the second version, where Rav was not the author of the statement, and where it was only the Israel who was believed. But Pumbadita Kaleshna Kama, and Pumbadita, which is Rav Yehuda's city, they learned it like Rav Yehuda originally presented it, in the name of Rav, and the Kohen was believed. And we do even accept Leishnakama, the version which the Kohen is believed. Now we have a story. Rafram, who was not a Kohen, Bipumbadita, Havale Bukhra, he had a Bukhor, Vyavile the coin below Muma, he gave it to a coin unblemished. Azal Shada be Muma, and then the coin went and made a deliberate Mum. Yomachar Chalash be'ene, so what happened? Raphram one day was having problems with his eyes. Aite the Kame, that's the day that the coin picked to bring the animal before him. Amar Bukhor said, tell me Yisrael Mumo. He came to Raphram and asked him a question as if it was came from somebody else and said, Yisrael gave this to me with its mum, wanting Raphram to look at it and confirm that it had a mum and not recognize that it was the one that he gave him and that it was unblemished. Afrasina Leine, he pushed his eyes open. Chaze Bashkare, he saw what really was happening. Aren't I the one who gave it to you? Which means that now he saw the coin was lying. Nonetheless, Raphram didn't now declare that all Kohanim are not believed. He said, this guy is Chatzuf. But here in Pumbadita we have the tradition that Milta Davida the Ligluye lo Chatzuf lo Mashakir Bainshi. And therefore, this fellow violated that rule, as it were, and he did lie about something that could be discovered because he thought he could get it past me, but that doesn't mean everybody else is, and we still hold the halakha that the Kohanim are believed. Now, Hahu Sarua, there was a Sarua, which means an animal with one big eye. It was a clear and obvious mum. Dathu Kamino Rashi, Amalamai Nechushle, what should we be worried about here? It's an obvious mum. I don't care if it's a coin of Yisrael. Here the mum is obvious and it's not something somebody can make on him or do on him. It just happened. So when Ravina Ravashi, Dumi Yisrael, who? Maybe this guy is Yisrael. We have another problem, which is you as the mum inspector are not allowed to investigate a mum of a Yisrael unless the Kohen's there, because the concern is that once the Yisrael sees the Baal Mum, he won't give it to a Kohen, because then it'll only be Gzela. So Amalei Achi Hashta Hatam Nehida Kochi Machutz Lawachil Amoni the Kohen Choshid. He said, you know why Rav Yehuda said that halacha? He said, because, yeah, the guy is religious enough that he won't get Kochi Machutz, but we're still concerned that he'll steal the money of the Kohen and take this Baal Mum, this Bechor Baal Mum, and eat it himself. But this guy who came to us sees that it's an obvious mum with the big eye. My time at Shua Kamei Durabanan, why did he bring it to me? He really wanted to do everything 100% right and go through the process and show the proper honor for the Beit Din. If he's not going to violate the Kavod of the Beit Din, he's certainly not going to violate Gezel to the Kohen. So this guy is trusted, and we can declare it to be officially a Baal Mum, even without the Kohen present, and trust that this guy will give it to him properly. Continuing on Mishnah Hay, HaKol Ne'manin Amumei Ma'aser. Anybody's believed to say that this Ma'aser, Behemah, the Mum happened on its own. And of course we'd have to say that because otherwise nobody could be believed, as we said earlier about Rameir. My time, what's the reason we believe? And Dibai Shadi Bemum Mikara, because he could have made a mum in this animal first. So Miyadahe Nafik, we've already kind of gone through this, a background. How would he know which one would be number 10? It's random. Vechitem Mafik Lebreish Asara, you're saying he's going to organize it, so this would be the proper ones. And Loiva Kevin told the Ramah, one of the Torah said, you're not allowed to set it up like that. Not allowed to distinguish between good or bad. It's whatever's 10th. As we saw earlier, he could have gone into the corral and deliberately given a mum to all of the animals, and then whichever one would come out would be a Baal Mum. He could have done that. Therefore, he's believed to say that the mum that happened to this Maaser happened inadvertently. Okay, the next part of Mishnah, hey, Bechor shenismet eino. If you have a Bechor, that is blind, its hand was cut off, its leg was broken, in other words, it's an obvious mum. Harezi shachet alpi gimel b'nei Knesset. Any three members of the community can, declare it to be a Baal Mum. You don't need an expert. B'yosi omer afili yesham chaf gimel, even if you have a huge Beit Din, you still need a mum mumche for any kind of mum, no matter how obvious. Now, Rabbi Samloi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Samloi was a famous darshan, In the second generation or so, and Amorai Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Tavayu Mishmed Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri. They quoted Rabbi Shimon Levi saying the following: Va'Amri La. Some people say Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Tavayu Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. It's unclear if this is really Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya or Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because Rabbi Shimon Levi wouldn't be quoting Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, perhaps. But in any case, it's coming from the earlier generations of Amorai Eretz Yisrael Amri. Hatarat Bechor Bechutz Laaretz Al Pi Shlosha B'nei Knesset. There in Chutz Laaretz, remember, they're issuing a psak from Eretz Yisrael. This is, by the way, still at a time when the Piskei Halacha coming from Tveria have hold sway in Bavel. So Hatarat Bechor, being Matar Bechor in Chutz Laaretz Al Pi Shlosha B'nei Knesset. You could use any three guys. Amarava over Mumin Muvakin. Rava says that's only with obvious things like Sarua or blind eye or whatever. My Kamashvalan, what's Rava teaching? Tanina, what's Rava teaching? That's our Mishnah. The answer is, I might think that in Chutz Laaretz, where there's no possibility of Mikdash, etc., even Mumin that are not so obvious could be done by any three. Why'd they pick the blind and the broken leg, the obvious ones? To show you how far Rabbi Yossi will go to say that even those need a proper Mumchat. Kamash Malan, therefore Rabbi has to teach, no, that it's only Mumin Shemuvakin. So now we're quoting either Rab or Shmuel. We're not clear, and we're going to have to discuss that at the end of this piece. If you have a three, can check it, but only in a place where there is no mumche. So my kamash malan, what's they teaching? That's our Mishnah. So imat nikta navena makom mumche. From our Mishnah, we would have thought, even if there's a mumcha there, we don't need to bother him. We can get any three guys. Kamash Malan, therefore Shmuel or Rav taught, Makom Shein Mumcha in, Makom Shein Mumcha lo. It's only if there is no mumcha, then we call in three regular guys. Chibra Amram, Gil Maturin Ta Bechor, Makom Shein Mumcha, Gil Maturin Ta Neder, Makom Shein Mumcha, Chacham. Three can, again, confirming what he said, three can be Matur the Bechor if there's no mumcha, and three can be Matur and Neder if there is no Chacham. Now, give Matin to Bechor Makom Shein Mumche. Lafukim Rabbi Yossi. That's just there to counter Rabbi Yossi's position. He said, you always need a Mumche, even if you've got a Beit Din of 23. Shosha Mefirin. That's the Girsa here. At the Neder Makom Shein Chacham. And the Mishnayot in the Daim, they interweave or go back and forth between Mefirin and Matirin. Even though properly Mefirin is the father or husband to his daughter slash wife. But Mefirin to the Neder Makom Shein Chacham. Afuki mid Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, for Nam Gamil, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says, in any case, you always need a Chacham to be part of the Beit Din of Atar and Darim. Makom She'en Chacham Gonman. So now, when you say there is no Chacham, what is a Chacham that works for Atar and Darim? Rabbi Nachman Kugonana, somebody like my status. Rabbi Nachman said, I would be a Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'en Chacham, Bechal Dahanach Koldu. Wait, Rabbi Yehuda says, only one of them has to be a Chacham. What about the other two guys? Could be anybody? They can't just be anybody. They have to be people that if you suggested an idea to them, they'd be able to figure it out. They have some understanding of halacha. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, Rafilu Yesham Chav Gimel. Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah that even if you have 23, it's not good enough for Bechor. You need to have a Mumcheb. We do not rule like Rabbi Yossi. Pshita, Yachad Rabbi Malacha Graben. That should be a no-brainer. After all, it's Rabbi Yossi against Rabbanan. As we say several times about Rabbi Yossi in the famous hierarchy of Psak in the sixth parak of Gittin, that Rabbi Yossi halacha nimukoimo always has a good reason with him. So kamash palan that here we paskin against Rabbi Yossi. Tivshut mehad hach kamaita mishmeni Shmuel itmar. Now that should prove, if Rav is the one who says that ain halacha Rabbi Yossi, that should prove that that earlier statement that we had, that we weren't sure if it was Rav or Shmuel, was really stated by Shmuel. Because the imish made a Rav tati lamali. So why would Rav say the same halacha twice, which is you don't need a chacham and ain halacha Rabbi Yossi? The answer is chadim called the chavrta itmar. It's possible that Rav said it, and he was saying one is the result of the other, meaning since halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, you don't need a chacham. Okay, last Mishnah of the Perek, Ashochet Labachor Benodah Shelo Herahu. A guy shechts a Bachor and sells the meat, and then we find out that he never showed this Bachor to a Mumcheh. Masha Achlu Achlu. Whatever they ate, there's no liability on the people who bought it, because they bought it in good faith. V'yachzir Lehem Adamim. And the seller is fined to have to pay them, which means they got free meat, basically. Masha Lo Achlu, whatever they did not yet eat, Afasai Yikareh, they have to bury. V'yachzir Et Adamim. And the again, the seller has to pay them also for what they didn't eat. So he has to sell them, give them back money for everything. Whatever they ate, and whatever they didn't eat, they have to bury. V'chein ha-shochet et ha-parah u-mecharah. Let's say a guy shechts a parah, there's not a bechor now, and he sells it. V'nodashi trefa. And it turns out it was a trefa, and here it was evidently unbeknownst to the seller. Masha achlu achlu. And they did not get that back. U'masha lo achlu, hem yachzir lo et ha-basar. Whatever they did not eat, they have to give him back the meat. And he pays them back for the difference between what trefa meat would be and what kosher meat would be. If they then sold it to a goy if the seller sold it to a goy or to dogs, then they have to pay for the difference. All right, Tana Rabbanan. Hamocher, but the end of the Mishnah is, if the buyers then went and sold it either to a goy or to a dog, then, they have to pay back to the original seller the amount that they sold it at, which is trefa meat, and they get back the higher value, which is the kosher value, which they originally bought it for. Talk about Hamocher basar lechaverom and sabasar bechor. Let's say a guy sells meat to his friend, and it turns out it's bechor. Or peirot v'imitzatvelim, he sells fruit and it turns out that it was tevel. Yain v'imitzat yain nesach. Mashachlu achlu v'yachzir lehem et ha-damim. Whatever they ate is okay, and he gets fined that he has to pay them back. Rishim nevelazo omer, dvayim sha'nefesh katzav en yachzir lehem et ha-damim. Only things that when you find out that they're, you're disgusted that you ate them, then you have to get paid back. Sha'en nefesh katzav en yirakel lehem et ha-damim. But if not, then all you do is find the difference between what that non-kosher food would have gone for and what you actually sold it for, and you pay them the difference. What are things that are people disgusted by? Nevelo, trefot, shkatzim, masim, creepy crawlies. If you find out that this meat was a trefa, or this meat was lizard meat, or something like that, then indeed, you have to get payback for the whole thing. It's something you would have never bought, basically. What's that? Bechorot, which is regular animals, it's their status. Tvalim, right? V'yai nesach. These are all things that the material is kosher material, just didn't get processed right, or yai nesach, it got processed wrongly. Now, bechor, v'leim olei mayaf satach, why doesn't the buyer say to the bechor, but to the seller of the bechor, I didn't have you lose anything, so you should pay me full, because in the case of the treif, he could say, well, you could have sold it to a goy, so you lost some, so I'll pay you for that. But in this case, he lost nothing, because after all, the bechor was going to have to go to the coins. Lo tzricha can go into zavin le makom muma, that the fellow sold them exactly on the spot where the mum was. Had you not eaten up that piece of leg, I could have shown it to the mumcha, v'shari niole, and he could have been matrit, ki Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that even after you shecht it, if you show the mum and the guy is matrit, except for in the eyes, that it's then mutter. So you made me lose this whole animal because you ate up the part, because I inadvertently sold it to you, you ate up the part where the evidence of the mum was. And in the case of tvalim, I would have been matakin it, and taken truma to masrot, needing it. Yayin Nesach, Ayidei Tarovet Karab Shbag. Rashbag has a particular shita of Yayin Nesach, which is, Nan Yayin Nesach should not fall aboard. If you have Yayin Nesach falls into a regular pit of a cistern of wine, Kulo Asur Bahana, it's all Asur, even one drop, is Yayin Nesach, the whole thing is awesome. Shugan Leel Omer, Yimacher Kulo Legoy, Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo. You could sell the contents of the entire cistern to a goy, except for the value of the Yayin Nesach. So if you had 30 gallons of regular wine and one pint fell in of Yayin Nesach, you could sell it to a goy for the value of 30 gallons of wine. And therefore, with the Yayin Nesach, you also made me lose because I could have dropped some into a bigger vat of wine and then sold the whole thing and gotten rid of it. But this way, I lost the entire value. Therefore, according to that, he would have to pay some back. Okay, we finished Hadran al Akop Sulev Uktashin. We finished our study of the fifth parak. We'll begin the sixth parak, starting to detail the actual physicality of the mumim in the next podcast. In the meantime, Everybody should have a wonderful day.